broadcasting 24/7, 365. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, and Ellie Sturton. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What Will I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. To start us off this evening, we're going to dive right into some messages directly from the City of Kingston. First off, City of Kingston welcomes new and returning students, announces UDSI traffic and parking changes during move-in weekend. The City of Kingston would like to welcome new and returning post-secondary students to the community and wishes all students, faculty, and staff a safe and successful 2025-26 academic year. Good neighbors make for stronger, safer neighborhoods. Whether you're living in an on-campus residence or in the neighborhood surrounding your school, you are a valued member of the Kingston community, sharing in the privilege and responsibility of being a good neighbor. The city created the Good Neighbor Guide to provide community members with a better understanding of how the City of Kingston operates, the services and opportunities available, and how residents can build a foundation of trust and respect in their neighborhoods. The University District Safety Initiative is in effect as of August 28th to September 6th. Students and neighbors are reminded that the University District Safety Initiative will be in effect from Thursday, August 28th at 11:59 p.m. until Sunday, September 7th at 11:59 a.m. The purpose of the UDSI is to educate community members and to mitigate risks of large unsanctioned gatherings, including strains on emergency services. During this time, community partners, including city bylaw enforcement officers and Kingston Police, will have an increased presence in the university district. Bylaw enforcement officers can also require people to pay administrative monetary penalties for contraventions of the nuisance party bylaw, the noise bylaw, and other bylaws. As part of the UDSI, the city will close Gord Edgar Downey Pier and Breakwater Park Beach to the public nightly from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Thursday, August 28th to Monday, September 8th. The decision to close the park during this time is to ensure the safety of community members in the University District, as large unsanctioned gatherings in the area pose a major safety risk, particularly at night. Parking restrictions and traffic control during move-in. Student move-in at Queen's begins in the evening on Friday, August 29th, and goes until Saturday, August 30th at 5 p.m. To keep traffic moving during student move-in, some area roads will have parking restrictions, and some will be designated as one-way traffic. You can check the city's website for these changes. Once again, that was a message directly from the City of Kingston regarding move-in weekend this weekend and the University District Safety Initiative, which will be in effect this Thursday. In another message from the city, City of Kingston adjusts parking fines to support accessibility and sustainability. The City of Kingston is implementing updates to parking fines effective September 1st, 2025. To support accessibility, encourage compliance, and maintain a self-funded parking system. These changes were approved by Council on February 18th, 2025. As for accessible parking, a fine for unauthorized use is increased from $300 to $400. Hourly parking rate is reduced from $150 to $1 earlier in 2025. General parking fines, parking at an expired meter, $25 early payment and $30 for regular. Failure to pay and display receipt, $30 early payment, $35 for regular. Parking in a meter zone in excess of posted time limit, $30 for early payment and $35 for regular payment. You can find the full details on the city's website. Kyle Compo, Director of Licensing and Enforcement Services, says, quote, "By lowering costs for those who need accessible parking and increasing fines for violations, we're making our parking system fairer, more sustainable, and easier to navigate for everyone," end quote. These adjustments bring the city's fines in line with those of many other Ontario municipalities and help cover rising enforcement and infrastructure costs. The city's parking system is self-sustaining, with revenues reinvesting into maintenance, upgrades, and future improvements. Once again, that was a message directly from the City of Kingston on changes in parking. Bath Road will be closed to motorists and pedestrians between Centennial Drive and Portsmouth Avenue from 6 a.m. on Tuesday, August 26th until 6 a.m. on Saturday, August 30th. The closure is required for CN Railway to complete repair work on the Bath Road rail crossing safely and as quickly as possible. Local access will be open to residents and businesses at Armstrong and Queen Mary Roads, with no other vehicle or pedestrian traffic beyond those locations. Detours for motorists and Kingston Transit will be in place during this time. Express 701 and 702 and Route 11 will follow temporary detours via Centennial, Taylor Kidd, Princess, and Portsmouth. Some stops on Bath, Armstrong, and Kingsdale will be out of service. Riders can board at temporary stops or use alternate routes. Delays are expected. Subscribe to transit alerts for up-to-date information. The city thanks all affected residents, businesses, pedestrians, motorists, and transit passengers for their patience and understanding during the temporary road closure. Artillery Park Aquatic Center to close for annual maintenance. The City of Kingston's Artillery Park Aquatic Center will be closed from Tuesday, September 2nd to Sunday, September 14th for annual maintenance. This closure will allow staff to conduct minor repairs, perform a deep cleaning of the facility, and complete any fitness equipment and pool maintenance activities. During the shutdown, the pools, gym, fitness center, and meeting rooms will be closed to the public. The front desk area will only be open on September 4th and 5th from 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m., during which time staff will be available to process aquatic program registration. During this time, single facility APAC pass holders and FIT pass holders can access alternative facilities. For single facility APAC pass holders, pool pass, access Culligan Water Park, gym pass, access Invista Center, or Kingston East Community Center fitness centers. For FIT pass holders, access the Culligan Water Park, Invista Center, and KECC fitness centers. Programs and schedules at all city recreation facilities can be found through their recreation portal. For additional information or assistance, you can call 613-546-0000. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Jesse Bell with your weather and traffic report for this evening.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
I'm Ellie Sturton, and coming up are your arts and culture updates for Kingston and the area. This past Sunday, Kingston welcomed Margaret Atwood to the Isabel Bader Center for a sold-out Kingston Writers Fest fundraiser. Atwood, joined by novelist Ian Williams, spoke about the enduring power of words to provoke, inspire, and connect. The event titled A Word After a Word After a Word is Power marked both a celebration of Atwood's remarkable career and the revival of Kingston Writers Fest, which she helped launch back in 2009. This event was the festival kickoff for the 2025 Kingston Writers Festival, and no worries if you weren't able to attend because the bulk of the festival is still to come. Countless literary workshops and events will take place from Thursday, September 18th to Sunday, September 21st. In other arts news, over the past few months, downtown Kingston has brought a range of summer arts programming to the city. Since June, the Free Swingin' Summer Series has run in Springer Market Square on Wednesday evenings, featuring live jazz music from a variety of performers, including the Big Fat Horn Band, Dixie 6 Plus 1, the LaSalle Causeway Swing Band, and many more. As we are now in late August, much of downtown Kingston's free summer programming is coming to an end. This Wednesday, August 27th, the Cranberry Dixieland Band will wrap up the Swinging Summer Live Music Series with one final performance from 7 to 8 p.m. On Thursday, Stories in the Square wraps up with one last children's story time program in the morning at 10:30 a.m. And Movies in the Square wraps up that night with The Wild Robot screening at dusk. On Friday, it's the last Kickin' It Country session with Emily Steele and The Deal, featuring line dancing sessions and live music. And Saturday brings the last Saturday sessions at Confederation Park with Irish Roots, The Killdeers, and Who's Here. And one last update for you. This Saturday, August 30th, the Tet Center hosts the Remix Revelations, an artist talk featuring the five artists in residence from Kingston's Remix Residency. The residency brings together queer, trans, Black, Indigenous, and people of color artists to explore archives, memory, and community histories using art to challenge colonial narratives and imagine more liberatory futures. From 2 to 4 p.m., the public is invited to hear these artists share their work that they've developed during their month in Kingston and to get a behind-the-scenes look at their creative process. This event takes place at Modern Fuel Artist Run Center on the third floor of the Tet Center. For more information, visit modernfuel.org. And that's all the arts updates I have for you today. Thank you for listening.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Monday, August 25th, we're going to see a daytime high of 23 degrees with a mix of sun and rain, an 80% chance of precipitation. No humidity in the forecast, however, so rain aside, should be a lovely day. Tuesday, August 26th, daytime high of 20 degrees with a 55% chance of precipitation in the region. Wednesday, August 27th, daytime high of 19 degrees and a beautiful mix of sun and cloud, feeling closer to 20 degrees, a beautiful day here in the city of Kingston. Thursday, August 28th, daytime high of 22 degrees with periods of cloud throughout the day. Otherwise, it's going to be quite sunny. There is a 59% chance of precipitation in the forecast, however. Friday, August 29th, daytime high of 21, beautiful sunny day here in the city of Kingston. Saturday, August 30th, daytime high of 22 with a mix of sun and cloud in the forecast. Sunday, August 31st, 23 degrees, sunny and beautiful. And then moving into the start of September, Monday, September 1st, daytime high of 24, feeling closer to 25 with a mix of sun and cloud. This is your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. Bath Road will be closed to motorists and pedestrians between Centennial Drive and Portsmouth Avenue from 6 a.m. on Tuesday, August 26th until 6 a.m. on Saturday, August 30th. This closure is required for CN Railway to complete repair work on the Bath Road rail crossing safely and as quickly as possible. Local access will be open to residents and businesses at Armstrong and Queen Mary Roads, with no through vehicle or pedestrian traffic beyond those locations. Detours for motorists and Kingston Transit will be in place during this time as well. Express 701 and 702 and Route 11 will follow temporary detours via Centennial, Taylor Kidd, Princess, and Portsmouth. Some stops on Bath, Armstrong, and Kingsdale will be out of service. Riders can board at temporary stops or use alternate routes. Delays are expected. The city thanks all affected residents, businesses, pedestrians, motorists, and transit passengers for their patience and understanding during the temporary road closure. Here are this week's relevant road closures. Aberdeen Street, William 2 Johnson is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. Albert Street, Princess to Mac is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. Berry Street, Queen to Colborne is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street. Cataraqui Woods Drive, Rosanna to Holden is closed until August 28th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day for roundabout upgrades. Earl Street, Collingwood to Toronto is closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Middle Road, Joyceville to Highway 2 is closed until August 22nd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day to complete culvert relining. South Bartlett Street, Smith to Victoria is closed until August 29th for construction-related activity at 655 Princess Street. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen is closed until October 3rd for the Sydenham Street Community Space. Victoria Street, Union to Johnson is closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Victoria Street, Princess to North Bartlett is closed until August 29th for construction-related activity at 655 Princess Street. And Woodburn Road, Hitchcock to Whitechurch is closed for a contractor to complete culvert relining. Here are some other delays to be aware of. Bay Ridge Drive, Milford to Henderson. Expect delays for the construction of new active transportation infrastructure and intersection upgrades. Catwoods Drive, Centennial to Gardeners. Expect delays for the construction of a new multi-use pathway. Front Road, San Beta Country Club. Expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main. For Utilities Kingston, traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford. Expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence. Expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbeydon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. Highway 15, Kingston Mills to Middle. Expect delays for a contractor to complete work on the Highway 15 CNR overhead structure. John Marks Avenue and Innovation Drive. Expect delays while a contractor mobilizes to start work on John Marks Avenue, Innovation Drive, and Discovery Avenue. Work includes curb, sidewalk, asphalt milling, and repaving. Lancaster Drive, Limestone to Jasper. Expect delays while a contractor completes construction of a new sidewalk and road improvements. Montreal Street at John Counter. Expect delays for upgrades to the intersection, including new lighting, traffic signals, lanes, paving, and signage to improve safety and efficiency for all road users. And Victoria Street and Earl Street. Expect delays while a contractor mobilizes the site to start work on the second phase of reconstruction of sewer, water main, sidewalks, and road.
Now coming up, we'll look at some great community events running in Kingston and the area this week. On Wednesday, the Broom Factory hosts the Puppet Motion Lab from noon to 5 p.m. Learn how to create your own stop-motion film using paper puppets with instructor Olive Autumn. Tickets are $25, and while the event is open to all ages, it's especially geared towards kids. Later that evening, Games in the Square brings oversized board games to Springer Market Square from 6 to 8 p.m. Drop in for Snakes and Ladders, Connect Four, Chess, Cornhole, and more. It's free and open to all ages. On Thursday, Stories in the Square begins at 10:30 a.m. in the City Hall Amphitheater. Enjoy stories, songs, and fun with the Kingston Frontenac Public Library. If the weather turns bad, the event moves inside to the Central Branch. In the evening, Life Drawing runs at Art Noise from 6 to 8 p.m., offering a relaxed space to practice sketching with a live model for just $10. Also on Thursday, the Collage Club with Tet Artist in Residence, Roe Grant, runs from 6 to 9:30 p.m. This 19-plus social event encourages adults to spark creativity and connect with others through the playful art of collage. It's offered by donation or pay what you can. And at dusk, Movies in the Square presents The Wild Robot in Springer Market Square. Bring your own lawn chair and enjoy this free outdoor film under the stars. On Friday, free line and square dancing returns to Springer Market Square at 6 p.m. with lessons led by expert instructors. All ages are welcome and no experience is needed. Later, head to the Loaf and Ale from 7 to 11 p.m. for music trivia with Terry. Test your music knowledge, enjoy some drinks, and have a fun night out with friends. On Saturday, the Lavina Gender Advocacy Center presents a free screening of The Switch at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library's Central Branch. The event runs from 2:30 to 5 p.m. with doors at 2. You'll see the first two episodes of this groundbreaking sitcom, followed by a virtual Q&A with creator Amy Fox. Finally, on Sunday, Yoga in the Park runs from 10 to 11 a.m. in Battery Park. Join downtown instructors for a free outdoor yoga session by the waterfront. Just bring your mat and enjoy the summer vibes. Have a local event that you would like covered on CFRC's website and our news programming? Contact us today via cfrc.ca. Hey folks, I'm Ellie Sturton, and coming up are your live music events happening around town this week. On Wednesday, Quentin Cawtree performs at the Bank Gastro Bar from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. with a mix of folk, rock, country, and blues. At the Creekside Bar and Grill, Christopher Jackson plays a family-friendly set of folk, rock, and roots from 6 to 8 p.m. And Swingin' Summer continues at Springer Market Square from 7 to 8 p.m. with the Cranberry Dixieland Band in a free outdoor concert of joyful classic jazz. On Thursday, Graham Nicholas takes the stage at the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. with thoughtful, roots-inspired songs. Over at the RCHA, Beats Workin' plays from 7 to 10 p.m. with jazz favorites and Sicilian songs for just a $5 cover. The Red Hot and Blue Rockabilly Weekend kicks off at St. John's United Church with Gene Trow and Nicholas Campbell, plus a lively record hop. Doors open at 7:30 and tickets range from $30 to $150. And at Hotel Wolf Island, Sedan Delivery
perform from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. with their Neil Young tribute set. On Friday, Hotel Wolf Island hosts Bessé and Eric Mason from 3 to 5 p.m. with a multilingual showcase blending French, Arabic, Portuguese, Nigerian dialect, and Spanish influences. At Time Out Bar and Bistro, Chris Morris plays roots and folk songs at 3 p.m., followed by Purple Diamonds at 6 p.m. with their mix of rock and indie. The Toucan features Kira with heartfelt pop and indie songs from 5 to 8 p.m., and the Ottawa Trio Double Barrel keeps the night going from 10:30 to 2 a.m. Over at the Broom Factory, She Bad performs at 7 p.m. with support from Nice On. Tickets are just over $28. Also on Friday, in Springer Market Square, Emily Steele and The Deal play as part of Kickin' It Country from 7 to 8 p.m. The Red Hot and Blue Rockabilly Weekend continues from 7:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. at St. John's United Church, with bands like Three for a Buck, Hellbent Rockers, and Little Rachel. Eddie and the Dirty Boys headline the Hayloft Dance Hall with Maple Drive and Lake Porter starting at 8:30 p.m. Tickets for that one are $40. On Saturday, Red Hot and Blue Rockabilly Weekend brings the party to St. Lawrence Park from 10 to 4 p.m. with live music, jive sessions, and a vintage market. Saturday sessions return to Confederation Park from 11:30 to 3:30 p.m. with free performances by Irish Roots, The Killdeers, and Who's Here. At Hotel Wolf Island, Toronto DJ Sad Stab spins an all-vinyl set from 3 to 5 p.m. Les Deux debut at Time Out Bar and Bistro from 4 to 6 p.m., while at the same time, Nate Zan plays Juniper Cafe. And also on Saturday, the Three Amigos perform a free show at the Creekside Bar and Grill from 4 to 7 p.m. Back at St. John's United Church, the Rockabilly Weekend continues at 7:30 p.m. with Johnny Gunner, the Slow Gin Fizz, Shook Boys, and Record Hop. Folks can see pianist Bob Wiseman and Mike Boguski play Hotel Wolf Island from 8 to 10 p.m. or see DJ LK at Musiki Cafe with an all-vinyl dance set from 8 to 11 p.m. On Sunday, Live Music Sunday wraps up at Finkel's Shore Park from 2 to 5 p.m. with Mary Kennedy, Dave McGrath, and Scotty and the Naughties. The Red Hot and Blue Rockabilly Surf and Cruise sails from 3:45 to 6 p.m. on the Thousand Island and Seaway Cruises, boarding in Brockville. Then at 7 p.m., the Shooting Star Music Series launches at Legion Branch 160 in Wellington with Nicholas Campbell and David James Allen. The Rockabilly Weekend continues at 7:30 p.m. at St. John's United Church in Brockville with Shakedown Combo and Peter and the Wolves. You can see Ottawa's Post with Radio Wasteland and others at the Mansion starting at 7:30 p.m. for a $15 ticket. And finally, Mr. Christie closes out the weekend at Musiki from 8 to 11 p.m. with Indie Rock Originals. Have a local concert that you would like covered on CFRC's website and our news programming? Contact us today via cfrc.ca.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What Will I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from local jazz musician Oscar Evans' latest work, live at Hotel Wolf Island. The album is a live recording from a quartet performance featuring Jonathan Stewart on saxophone, Nick Kornelik on piano, Andy Love on drums, and Oscar Evans on upright bass. Recorded in front of a live audience in March 2025, the album is a stellar example of Oscar's musicianship as a band leader and upright bassist. Follow Oscar on Instagram at Oscar. Oscar Mayfield Evans for upcoming releases and exciting performance announcements. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream live at Wolf Island by Oscar Evans on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called I Mean You with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
On this week's episode of Word Labs Out Loud, we're playing part two of the panel conversation From Page to Stage, Voice in Your Verse, a workshop that was offered for free as part of the 2025 Spell and Park Arts Festival. The voices you'll hear in this recording are the headliner for the 2025 festival, Cadence Weapon, also known as Rolly Pemberton, Kingston's poet laureate, Sadiq Namir, and vocalist and spoken word poet, Jermaine Marshall, also known by his stage name, Jay Marsh. I've recapped a little bit of the conversation just to give you a bit of context, but if you'd like to listen from the beginning, you can check out our archives, or if you prefer, you can catch past and future episodes of Word Labs Out Loud in a podcast format on our website at wordlabs.ca or via cfrc.ca.
That's a really good point about how when you're channeling the universe and just experiences, you never know who it's going to resonate with. I wonder, have you ever had a moment where art you've made has resonated unexpectedly, audience-wise, or in a way that surprised you in terms of who was really kind of picking up on what you were putting down?
Yeah, I have an example of that. I have this song, and I'm very proud of it. It's a song I made with this guy, Jacques Green, in Montreal, and it's called Night Service. And it's the way we wrote it is kind of this melding of, it's a lot about like dance music history and culture, club music history in New York with the earliest DJs. And they used to call this one DJ, Larry Levan, his DJ nights, they called it Saturday Mass. Okay, it was like a religious experience. And so I use that as kind of a jumping off point to kind of cross some religious imagery with like the club imagery, right? Yeah. And it's really funny, like I never forget, this person reviewed the song or something, and they referred to what I was doing as like, and they're like, wow, this is so interesting. It's like electronic music with gangster rap on it. And I was like,
all right,
this is not the correct kind of music that I'm doing here, you know, like it's very like spoken word, very poetic, like gentle tone of a voice too, but it was just because it is rapping, they were like, oh, that's gangster rap. Yeah, I'm not like Ice Cube like right now, you know, it was very chill. So
about you, anything, you know, you look back on?
Yeah, like with books, reviews can often play that role, right, where I'll read a book review and they can come out quite a while later and then understand, oh, that's what I was doing, you know, because I do think it's actually not, I think, my job to analyze to that degree my own work. I don't like to be, I think creation is something different, you know? I want to be aware of it, I think, as hard as I can about it, but like there's a level of looking that belongs to other people, and when I hear back from them, usually it's really illuminating. There's this one very random moment in our review where there's a poem I wrote that involves an echocardiogram, and so it's a scan, it's called the imaging department. It's of the heart. I'm trying to describe the human heart. And then I read this review and was like, and when she has her first look at her baby on the ultrasound, it's like, that is technically very mistaken. So I don't know whose responsibility that was. That's, I think, the only time when I was like, no. Yeah.
I absolutely adore how you said that there is a level of looking, a lens of looking that belongs to other people when it comes to your work that, you know, you literally can't access because you're not those other people, and what it's like to be in conversation with that, because looking at reviews can be also very stressful, but it can also be something that gives you an insight, because I've gotten feedback where I'm like, it's not positive feedback, but it's accurate feedback, and I am glad that I was told this, or I became aware of this way in which my work or my words or my music was operating. It was, so it's interesting that you mentioned heart, because I wanted to you had anything that you wanted to share, we're getting into the part of the afternoon where if you wanted to share a little thing or two, so you know, get primed up. Okay. But I got to thinking about something else that was a feature of my childhood, which is theme songs. You know, watch a lot of TV because I wasn't allowed to go outside because Jamaica's dangerous and people are getting beheaded and there's a gang war going on. Stay indoors. And so I used to watch so much television, and it was interesting how the theme songs and the music gave me mantras to reaffirm the self that I was becoming, even in very hostile environments. So I have a thing that I'm thinking to share, but I see that you've gotten a beautiful purple book.
Yeah, this is my purple book that was published.
Your beautiful purple book.
It's called Bedroom Rapper, and it's a memoir. And I actually have a whole chapter about lyricism, and it's from when I was poet laureate, and kind of how that impacted my songwriting and lyricism and poetry and stuff.
So you would like to read us an extract?
Yeah, I would like to read an extract. Lyrics can be playful, powerful, painful. Listening to the legends and fables of the hip-hop stars I idolized, it seemed like you could really change the world with some well-placed words, or at least change some minds, change some lives. That's what happened to me when I first heard Pharoah Monch, Pasta News from De La Soul, Ghostface from Wu-Tang, and Aesop Rock when I was a kid. I appreciated how all the raps had different ways of expressing themselves. The way you rapped was just as distinctive as your penmanship and just as difficult to copy. Rhymes over a beat can be like an incantation, an electric burst of magic with limitless potential. But ultimately, lyrics are a form of communication, a vehicle for sharing ideas, memories, and emotions. It's about both grasping for the intangible and tapping into the collective consciousness. It's oral storytelling, and is also a way of making sense of your experiences and the world around you. Lyricism is a synthesis of life. Even mainstream pop songs have ideologies and perspectives that inform them. Lyrics can be impactful. Rap verses are often used in criminal trials as if they were incontrovertible evidence of real-world wrongdoing and not examples of artistic license. I've seen careers ended with one line. I've seen lyrical beefs escalate into real-world conflicts, but I've also seen lyrics lead to outrageous wealth and fame. Part of what makes songwriting feel magical is the fact that even if you repeat the methodology behind making a hit, it might never feel quite the same when you try again. Despite what the pros in Nashville and LA might tell you, it isn't an exact science.
I love that. Non-exact science. Sadiqa, is there anything that you wanted to maybe share with the room? It's also fine if you want to percolate on a piece, or maybe not this time. I should have asked before. I apologize.
No.
Do tell me to fuck off. I need to fuck off. I give you license to do so.
It takes a lot for me to speak. Oh, that's funny that you say that, though, because... Okay. Mm-hmm. I did bring a poem that I thought I could read, and it's the only one where I used the F word. See, I'm a mom, so I'm like, shall I read that?
Please.
Okay.
Also, I am now thinking of the next book, Moms Don't Swear. A Guide to Mom Etiquette.
I'm a dad, and I think we're all allowed to swear, right? You can swear.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's beautiful how artists swear in church.
Yeah.
True.
I swear in church a lot.
Moms Don't Swear is bound to be misinterpreted as a title, so that's... Actually, there's a thing you said in what you read about how, like, something like the way each rapper rhymes is so distinctive to them. I would say, like, if I have one thing to say about sharing your work, it is, like, voices are so distinctive, literally, right? It's amazing to me sometimes how much you can remember someone's voice or tell it after years of not hearing it. So use that. Like, what's really, really yours, I think that's the best way to translate what you've written, is how do you hear it in your mind? Don't imitate other people, what they sound like, bring it out of you. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, and I think embracing voice play, that as kids where we're used to kind of playing around with our voices and how we want to sound, but then oftentimes that gets weaned out as we're like, no, you have to sound proper. Like, the onus to sounding proper is a killer of your own creative voice. Mm. Like, sound silly. Be around people who let you sound silly and just kind of... I have a lot of voices, and it sometimes weirds my friends up. They're like, no, this is still me. It's just, this is how my mouth wants to move.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, this poem... I chose it today because we were talking about that idea of who's listening. This is a poem that I wrote based on both of my brothers trying to get through customs at airports over the years. And the feeling, like, the spirit of it is sort of like, here, I'm offering you up this experience And then thinking of the unsympathetic possibly listener, the listener who can't possibly love my brothers as much as I do, I take it back at the end. So the poem sort of speaks in and then away from the listener. You will know what I mean, I think, when I read it. It's called Brother in Flight. Look at him, awaiting scrutiny. He's as foreign as you make him. Already robotic lenses swivel. Perspiration's his constitution, was there in the damp boy who surrendered in the laundry to a nap. Were you never sheltered where you fell? I know his eyelashes, minding his luggage enough to secure it, but not to seem armed. He was a cabbage in a grade school play. Boarding's a perpetual audition. Now he holds his papers out too early for their talismanic work. I want you to know what he hasn't done. Hasn't asked for lamb biryani one last night, his father pounding garlic to a tabla tune, black cardamom smoked over flames. An agent smirked, smell this one, in a prior queue. Another march through the gullet of his own nation. Hasn't asked his parents to be here. One goodbye holds all the others like a Russian doll. Opens his mother's floodgates, ooze, tana, jhelum. Which river to even miss? My boy, my boy, that prescience of an ending, unaffordable. He doesn't pray, relinquishes coins, belt, shoes, rivulet on his left temple. He has been separated from his conversation with mercy. He may name his future children Blake or Jill. The profile of his body scoured of relations, which is all it takes to kill without killing. Forget it. Looking at him belongs to me. I did it for love before you ever gave a f- I asked his tormentors, you and whose army? I left a breadcrumb trail through the briars. If he flies, look at the country forming below his relieved exhale.
Reminded me of how much I hate the airport.
It's not a good place.
It's an uncomfortable place to be in. That liminal again, you know, in transit. Well, now I'm like, ooh, I don't have a book. I have wads of paper that I shoved into my back pocket because I had to pin them very quickly this morning because I was running late, as I often am. But I got here early. Damn. I was the first one here, besides Paul. So this one is one that so many of mine are unnamed, just untitled. I make them and then I forget about them until I don't. So this is when I had gone to Canada to do my master's, and growing up watching the screen and, you know, projecting your imagination into other worlds because your own reality was so painful, and then getting to those other worlds and being like, oh wait, this isn't great in all the ways I thought it would be, the unmet expectations. I was a bit angry when I wrote this, so this poem holds a lot of that. Different strokes for different folks. Yet we live in a world where the waves of life push us to swim at paces and within lanes that our saltwater bodies aren't equipped to handle. Ever seeing other more elegant scales gliding in and out, weaving like thread through tapestry, as though they were born breathing water like air, or have discovered some hidden current of which we can only dream. Nonetheless, we aim for that stride, that gate of living forever feeling inadequate. Never knowing what adequacy truly means, only gleaning lessons taught by ivory idols, on flashing screens, preaching false gospels that we exalt as happiness. A happiness whose road is peppered with steel-edged rocks that draw streams of blood from unshod feet, scabbing and tearing again and again. Feet desperate to rest on the coveted pedestal, if only for a moment. A moment we are led to believe will last forever, will compensate us for these crude scars and surgical sacrifices made to claw our way there. a moment that holds the greatest of miracles, that will raise shattered minds and broken hearts from the graves we buried them on our way up the mountain, singing psalms of better days, a moment that will never come, but will remain blazing in our minds as we scramble frantically forward under their whipping whims and wants until we finally burn out, leaving only a trail of ash for our children to follow. And so I find that, you know, when we each sort of read pieces, there is a place that we go to, at least I go emotionally when I do a reading. It's feeling the art, you know. But are there places that you go when you perform that is an aspect of your performative persona? Because I know that I go into a place oftentimes of memory and like thinking back on the relationships connected to the piece that I'm doing. But are there places that you go in a performance, like a way that you present your work as opposed to write?
I feel like it's different because I do different mediums, and with writing, if I'm doing a reading or poetry, I feel like it's one way. Maybe it's a little more analytical or something. Whereas when I'm performing, like I'm gonna, but yeah, when I'm on stage, I feel like it's very free. It's very freeing. It's very cathartic, and it's like a direct, it's a more direct emotional connection for me between myself and the audience, and in a way that I really don't think I have anywhere else in my life. And it's, I feel like it's an out of body experience.
Yeah, very spiritual.
Yeah.
Where do you go when you perform?
I mean, I started out with a lot of stage frights when I was, I really felt like, dear God, this is part of the job.
That's a natural survival mechanism. And if you're in the savannah and there are millions of people watching you, you want to know and move. You're doing
you.
It right.
Thank you.
Listen, it's sensible.
Yeah. So anyway, that is done. Like, I get nerves like any human being about it, but like, I have really learned to appreciate it. It's the only time that a writer gets to see what their words are doing in a live way. It's so wonderful, and now I find like it energizes me to go back to what I'm working on in perpetual solitude. But I think it's okay if that's your learning curve, you know? I started out just knowing I had to, but finding it really difficult, and now I can lean into it and just, it's like a pleasure to read.
Okay, yeah. So we have time for one more question from the audience. I see that hand is ready to go.
Hi, I'm Antonia. You've talked a lot about sort of not having control over how people read or see your work, and I'm curious if relinquishing that control is difficult for you, and if so, if you have any strategies for doing it.
It was very hard for me initially, because I think a lot of artists maybe have the same problem being control freak a little bit. I think I just got better at being able to let things go and just kind of treat things a bit more like they're ephemeral, and just kind of be like, it's out there, it's doing its own thing, it's growing up, it's getting older, you know, it's in college now, like, you know, and it's just, it's its own.
Don't helicopter parent it, man.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it just takes time. I think it's just, and the more stuff you make too, I feel like I've become a little bit less precious about each project or whatever. Like, my first few albums is just like, I'm the steward, I'm the dad of it. I was like, about everything about it. And, you know, I've just made my 7th album, and I'm already just like, let's just make another one.
So the 7th album is the baby. It's like the other albums are like, oh my God, you have such an easy time with dad.
We have a big family.
I think you probably have more experience with that feedback cycle. Maybe filmmaking is similar. Like, because, you know, mostly I write books, like, I'm not there when people are misinterpreting. It doesn't bother me because I don't know it. Also,
misinterpreted distance, I love that.
Yeah, there's a delay when you write the, you know, whether it's coming out in a journal or as a book, there's this built-in delay, right? 6 to 9 months. And at that point, it's not the center of my enthusiasm anymore. I'm most excited about what I'm working on right then. You know, that's where the aliveness is. So I also, that sense of investment is a little bit faded. I know it to be a separate thing for me. Mm-hmm. And it's out there. And what I really care about is that line I wrote yesterday, which you're not gonna see because I know it's gonna have to incubate and take time.
I find that for me, I don't think of it as control. I think of it more as my curiosity has always resided in, oh, that's how you're interpreting it. Tell me more. Like, let's get into it. You want to comment on my creativity manifesting? Well, your comment is your creativity manifesting. Let me comment on it. Let's have a creative exchange. Right. Because to the point of, you know, the alcohol instead of the love, like, I might get things of value, different perspectives out of it. It can be as constructive a process for me. Even if I vehemently disagree with the person, it tells me about, like, oh, there is this kind of audience out here who their pathways of thinking when they encounter my art in this way is this. Am I interested in creating art that can bypass or, like, work with that to still get across the message that they're missing in this piece? So sometimes it's like a bit of it's encouraging. I enjoy it. It's an enjoyable experience because I'm learning something.
Yeah, and I understood from what you said, there's being misinterpreted as kind of like, mm-hmm. that's nonsensical, or like, mm-hmm. I didn't quite mean that. But you were also talking about, like, being misinterpreted harmfully, right? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. now the people in your church seem like to be demonized by their behavior. Like, but I guess so I understand that's like important.
To the point of doing like a follow-up, I would want to ask those people who, I mean, again, I'm not ready to do it yet, so I'm not going to say it until I have that infrastructure to do that, but I would want to ask them afterwards, like, why is that what you took away? Let's talk about that, because that's part of engaging with the art. So I guess I'm one of the... I have high expectations of my audience. Yes, I do. I feel comfortable saying that, because I'm like... In literature class, we're taught to read a book many times, to fully read a poem many times. Why does music suddenly not have to be engaged with deeply?
Yeah, I'm writing a book about this exactly. It's called Ways of Listening, and it's all about, you know, trying to have deeper listening in, like, the era of streaming, where everyone wants me to make, you know, 5 albums a year, and all the songs are, like, 1 minute long or whatever, so...
I wanted to... bring up something that I think is a song about perspective. Who here knows our favorite aardvark? Who's our favorite aardvark?
Arthur?
Arthur the aardvark.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Is he an anteater? Is that the same thing?
No, he's not an ant. He's an aardvark, right?
Yes, he is.
He's an aardvark.
Okay. So I remember as a kid, you know, I didn't catch the theme song the first time I saw it. I caught the show, and I was like, oh, this looks interesting. And then, like, I heard this thing in the background, like, the drums. Like, I was like, oh, is this reggae? Like,
what
reggae? It's a bop, but it's also a story about this world. You know, they did it before Zootopia, this world of animals that are all different, but are all engaged in some really interesting conversations, interesting kind of disagreements about things and how they navigate that. And we'll be able to see Sadiqa and myself where? In the future?
Word Lab.
We'll wrap up this week's show by playing a song that Cadence Weapon referenced earlier in this conversation, his 2019 collaboration with Jacques Green entitled Night Service. Tune in next week for more Word Labs Out Loud. And in the meantime, why not check out wordlabs.ca and take a look at some of the fun upcoming groups, seminars, and workshops we have for you.
Past.
rapture. Saw the lights reflected rays. She was dressed like Chloe Sevigny. Met her on the seventh day of tour. It was going awful. On the road with 12 apostles. Out there trying to spread the gospel. Started missing daylight. Knew I had to stop raving. Woke up, came back to life. Got reincarnated. At night service. Saturday Mass. Night service. Saturday Mass. All the nights with stained glass. In the future, see the past. Night service. Saturday Mass. Night service. Saturday Mass. Night service. Saturday Mass. All the nights with stained glass. In the future, see the past. Night service. Saturday Mass. Night service.
Saturday, August 30th, the Gaels roll into Hamilton for a Steel City showdown against the McMaster Marauders. Can the Gaels bounce back from a home heartbreaker to pick up their first win of the season? Or will the Marauders plunder and pillage their way to victory? There's only one way to find out, and there's only one place to catch all the action. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff. Gaels game day on CFRC, over a century of excellence.
As summer winds down, KPP Concerts is keeping it hot this fall with a stacked lineup of great concerts at the Broom Factory this September. On September 12th, check out Mountainhead, and then Colorado on September 14th, and Punk Icons Propaganda on September 15th. Don't miss Hamilton's The Dirty Nil on September 19th, followed by The Broke's tribute to The Strokes on September 20th. And then on September 26th, check out Petit Beliveau and Neo-Folk Icons Bridge City Sinners on September 27th. The month ends with Yukon Blonde, the night of September 28th at Broom Factory. All shows are co-sponsored by us here at CFRC 101.9 FM. And for a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.